welcome to Hour 3 of the NutraMedical Report, and you're going to hear more truth here, more facts that are going to transform your worldview. And we're not doing it without great costs. And I'm going to diverge for just a moment here with Professor Grupp on the line. Last night I got a Skype call all the way from the UK, someone I've talked to before. Name is Alistair, and I've also had a call while I was on the air now of someone in Canada named Tom that, quote, were trying to quote that there were rumors going around, quote, character attacks on me. Now, they need to know these character attacks, and again, what we're dealing with here with vaccines, with drugs, if you know they're trying to attack me and I've had death threats before, you need to know we're near the core of the evil that's going on. I have never killed a patient. You need to know whatever happened, and I'm going to go over some of the details with John P. Flannery, one of the top attorneys in this country, talking about pain in America and how the government makes it worse. I was a portion of my practice in Denver, Colorado, was to treat, was not only as an independent examiner for the military, for personal injury, work comp, but also to do internal medicine and family medicine. I was certified in every specialty in every state and province in Canada and the United States, and would often go to courts in the most horrendous cases you can't even imagine, gut-wrenching cases. I had a case in the summer of 2000 where I was asked by a legal firm to do an independent medical exam. That means to evaluate some, review the records, x-rays, MRIs, and see if there was anything to the request that maybe when the patient had surgery by this surgeon in Colorado, that in fact they decided to do something that was wrong. Now, this surgeon, in fact, had paralyzed the patient, and I, in fact, had written a report that, in fact, the procedure was not only not necessary, but, in fact, was a violation of the proper billing. Surgeon called me up and threatened me and said, I don't like this report, and I personally know the president of the Board of Medical Examiners, and I'm going to get them to file a complaint, and I'm going to pull you before the board. Now, without getting into all the details, you need to know that the medical system is far more corrupt than you can imagine. And these criminals in the state of Colorado have done all kinds of things, but you need to know whatever rumors you hear out there was going into, getting into any specifics, these people that continue to attack me, including Catherine Albrecht and other people on the blogospheres and the internet, they're idiots and there's no facts there. I'm going to present the facts. You need to know, people out there, that I am extremely qualified in every single area in medicine. I'm a diplomat of the American Board of Family Practice, fellow in the College of Family Practice in Canada, internal medicine, trauma, certified many times, including with the 82nd Airborne Division back in the early 80s, nuclear medicine, radiation toxicology, MRO, certified Department of Defense, and Olympic team, many more certifications. And these maniacs want to besmirch my professional reputation, just like they don't want to accept the facts from Dr. Blaylock, Dr. H.G. Roberts, or others with double and triple specialties and PhDs, because they want to attack the messenger, just like we had to file a lawsuit against the Texas State Medical Board because of the attacks against Dr. William Ray, who founded the very specialty of toxicology and environmental medicine and has had the top clinic, 7-star clinic, in Dallas, Texas, for the past 34 years. I want to hear your comments, Jeff, regarding this kind of foolishness. Just like I'm sure when Alex Jones is getting attacks, and Alex is out there like me at the front lines getting the barbed wire, getting the bullets in the back, not in the front, but in the back from the so-called people that listen to the show. You need to know, people out there, this is not entertainment. We're not doing this because we have a ghoulish desire to tell you bad things and scare you, like tell you nightmarish tales around the campfire. This is not funny, and I wish it wasn't so, but my profession are a bunch of criminals. Their doctor is Mengele, and they're a bunch of cowards that will not take themselves the vaccine, but they'll give it to their own patients. And they will also do procedures on their patients, which they themselves will not submit to. Your comments, Jeff?
Yeah, in the New World Order system, all the professions are composed of corrupt people who you know, of course, most of the time don't know exactly what they're doing, but often even if they figure it out, they'll just continue on because they want their paycheck, especially in the medical field, you know, which are often big paychecks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the medical industrial complex, I mean, that's the big killer.
Well, you can imagine this surgeon got $250,000 for him and his team for one-day procedure, and the patient was paralyzed and stuck with Canadian crutches afterward. And I did have to answer. I called up the head of the Workers' Compensation Board in the state of Colorado that same day when I got called this threat from the surgeon. And I called the secretary of the Board of Examiners in Colorado. And she said, well, he did call us, and but you don't have to respond now. I said, what about you, the board, filing against this guy, threatening, says he knows the president of the board and senior members. And the next February, when his colleague was taking care of this paralyzed and in serious pain man, who I did an IME on, spent 7 hours with him evaluating him, I did have to respond. And after I responded, my insurance company said, well, you should get an attorney now because, you know, this is a serious complaint. I said, it's an IME. I didn't even do anything for him other than evaluate him and provide a report. And my report is substantiated by a very powerful tool. It's called quotation marks. That's all I did. No treatment, no drugs, nothing. Quote marks. Quoting radiology reports, surgical reports, and actual reports of harm. And these maniacs, I'm refer to that, including the Board of Examiners and the Workers' Compensation Division, did nothing. My own attorney said, well, what they want now, the board, this is after this case when there was no proof, they wanted me to go to 5 years of probation with no basis. They wanted me to submit to drug testing. I don't take any drugs at all, nothing. I take vitamins, not even conventional medications like blood pressure pill. And they wanted me to have a psychiatric evaluation, go through the – I said, you're fired. So I got an attorney from out of state in Ohio, and we won. The following September, we went to court in 2002. I walked in because one of my patients had died from a stroke. And they said, well, your pain medication's killed her. I happen to be a board-certified MRO, right, medical review officer. I walked in and talked to the board and said, here's my report. I got it from the Arapahoe County Coroner's Office in Toxicology, and they said there's nothing in her blood, no autopsy, and the woman died of a stroke. And she, by the way, she was a good friend of mine besides being a patient who I took care of free for a year and a half. And she died of a stroke waiting for surgery that this same group of people, the surgeon and physiatrist, had blocked her care for several years so she couldn't get her treatment, which is typical. And I walked in and they couldn't win anything. This is the kind of foolishness, because we have criminals in the state boards, like in Texas, that go after Dr. Ray. They go after doctors that, or they dismiss us, or they attack us in our hospital privileges, because they don't want to hear the truth about the criminals that are acting in, not on the behalf of the welfare of patients, but on the behalf of corporations, hospital corporations, vaccine manufacturers. It's just obscene. And these big drug companies are doing tests like over in Poland, where they take vagrants, and here it would be considered a form of murder, and they don't give them any kind of informed consent. Then they vaccinate them, and when they have 23 die out of 300 within a matter of minutes to hours, and 200 are sickened, that's just another statistic. And then they say, well, it's certified good now, and we're going to ship it back to America, 500 million doses of the same vaccine that they Mossad-style executed two PhD students doing research to discover the lethal genes were in this vaccine. What do you think of that, people? So I want you to keep it to yourself, people. If you think that there's a basis behind any of this foolishness to attack me, just shut up. Just get yourself moving in a direction to deal with the problems of our world where they're imploding the economy, they're ready to force vaccinate you, they want to take away all your wealth, and they're going to take away even your autonomy to prevent your children from being vaccinated to death. And when people like me, who do have the qualifications to speak out, they have a bullet with our name on them, they have a jail cell, and they have an executioner already ready to take us out so that you won't hear the truth. When we come back, I want to hear from Professor Krupp. So I'm tired, and I'm not going to hear any more foolishness from people about my professionalism and my character. It's flawless. And I stuck my neck out farther than anybody here on this or any other network, and you got to know I'm a whistleblower in the deepest realms of darkness here, coming out to tell you the truth, people, so I don't want to hear any more foolishness. We'll be back in a moment with Jeff Krupp.
Oh,
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the NutraMedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Would you walk around with your credit card number displayed on your back for anyone to read? Of course not. But if you have one of the 50 million new contactless credit and debit cards in circulation in your wallet, that's exactly what you're doing. I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder of Identity Stronghold, and we think this is information you need to know. You may not even realize you already have one of these cards because they look physically just like the old card. The difference is an RFID chip hidden inside the card that makes radio communication with the card possible, right through your wallet, purse, or pants pocket without you ever removing the card. Pickpockets no longer even have to touch you to get your information. Our company realizes the privacy danger this represents, and that's why we manufacture the Secure Sleeve. The Secure Sleeve is a patent-pending card sleeve that contains a radio frequency barrier, preventing radio signals from reaching your card. You can get more information and purchase the Secure Sleeve online at idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call us at 800-610-2770.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, and if you're out there, Tom, or anyone else that wants to raise any issues, believe me, Alex Jones is a Rottweiler, and he's the leader, if you want to call it, of the movement. But let me tell you, I'm the tiger. And anyone who thinks that they're going to take me on facts or science or my character, I'm going to eat you alive. Because I will put my life and my last drop of breath, my last oxygen molecule on the line for my fellow citizens and my fellow human beings on this planet. And I am not fearful of the truth, and I'm not fearful of anyone. And I will deal with this issue. And anyone, either inside or outside the Patriot Movement, or anyone else who thinks they can attack me, I'm coming for you. Remember that. When you think that you're going to attack me and you're putting the rest of humanity and yourself in danger by attacking the truth, I'm coming for you. Back to you, Jeff. Tell us what your opinion is when you hear this kind of foolishness out there.
That tells me your show is definitely growing and growing and growing, that's for sure.
If you're being attacked, and let me tell you, I get lots of attacks, but they have to search long and hard to create BS about my professional career. I have a case right now, I'm not going to mention the name, and this case is in a province in eastern Canada that I've dealt with some years ago. And I moved back there, and the province, and this is while I was licensed in Colorado, I was asked by a senior attorney who actually knew Johnny Cochran. This is a senior attorney for civil rights across Canada, asked me to review this case of a young gentleman that got exposed to toxic poisons. I won't even mention the poison. That young gentleman, I was certified by the province of that province as more expert than their provincial toxicologist. And when I wrote my preliminary report and was about to go to court, the province, that province actually sent me a notice, a legal notice, by certified courier, that if I went as an independent examiner, and they could basically, anybody could fly from anywhere. You can come from the UK or New York State and be an expert witness in court anywhere. They told me if I went to court, and I happened to be living in that province at the time, that I was going to be charged with a felony and go to prison for telling the truth in court about somebody that got injured by an industry in that province. Does that tell you how corrupt medicine is, people? And guess what? That case is not resolved, so guess what happened? The workers' compensation for that province contacted me a few weeks ago and asked me to do a report wondering why no one in the province was even certified to even review the immunotoxicology test except me. And I wrote back and said, well, I was threatened by the College of Physicians and Surgeons with a letter directly from them that they would get me charged with a felony if I showed up in court to tell the truth. Okay? Now, you need to know, I'm not the guy to mess around with. I got a real big stick and a bad attitude, and I'm fearless. But I am tired of BS because they're literally ready to trash the planet, and that means with Model State Health Powers Act, the provincial premier and two ministers can force vaccinate or quarantine anybody across Canada. And this fool, Harper, this criminal, Harper, is selling up Canada while you're getting ready for an election. The same way as these fools, and we're talking about both sides of the belly of the snake, both the abomination, and he really is an abomination because my friend and colleague, Professor Corsi, now is being deported after they detained him because he's looking into the birth records of this criminal, Obama, who is not certified and rightfully able to even run by constitutional rights as a presidential candidate. And yet we have this dance going on when both sides are approving the, quote, bailout, which is only for Wall Street, while the man in the street loses his future, loses his pension, loses his home, and can't even afford to put gas in his car, get to work, or even buy products made in America anymore because they shipped all our business by design to China to build a massive army to eventually invade us. That's what's going on, people. So don't waste your energy attacking me or Alex or anyone else in this movement. Yes, we have warts, but I guess what? I have no warts. No warts that you need to be worried about. I got some character flaws. I talk fast. I'm probably a lot smarter than any of you are out there. And I can tell you, if you want to go and go toe-to-toe with me on any scientific, technical, or other issue, you're going to the mat and it's going to hurt. Because your ignorance is lethal to me and my family and my world. Tom, your comments. You're calling in from Canada.
Hi. I just called in before. Because I was just searching the internet, and it came up. It wasn't an attack really. It was more of just to clear the air because if it comes up on that first search on Google when I came up looking up October 7th predictions and I looked in and I'm like, what the heck is this? So I started looking into it and I decided, you know what, I'm going to give Bill Deagle a call. And so I did, and I hope you didn't take it as an attack. But
I didn't take it as an attack, though. It's coming up because they don't want you to know that I have inside information. They don't want you to know I have sheriffs, say, in Arkansas telling me that the CDC and Homeland Security are ready to force vaccinate families and our officers, our sheriffs across the country. They don't want you to know that they got parallel laws in Canada and Australia and elsewhere to force vaccinate the population. They don't want you to know that they're withdrawing and holding back in technology to treat cancer and heart disease and other conditions, and that they are approved removing toilet to tap water that's toxic and will cause cancer. And they don't want you to know. They're fully aware that trans fats for 25, 30 years would cause heart disease, and that aspartame and these other things would cause dementia and mental illness. They don't want you to know. People like me know this, and especially because we're qualified, we must be crazy. It's 1984, people.
And it's just a big smokescreen that they're trying to throw up by all these little accusations. I know that.
Yeah, I can't even describe my feeling of rage.
Yeah.
I'm orders of magnitude beyond rage. I'm not going to take any of this crap. Okay? And I'm going to tell you, people, you better face it. They're ready to force majeure, destroy your currency, and that means you in Canada, too, because you're tied like a Siamese twin to the umbilicus of America. And when America goes down because they force $1 trillion debt with this crazy war, which is useless and killed 1.5 million Iraqis, poisoned our troops with vaccine schedules and DU, and they're now testing right north of me here where I'm in Southern California at Pendleton, exotic new battlefield neutron weapons. And I got that right from force commanders on the base that have told me this, okay? So this is secondhand. When I give you facts, people, it's because people say, how come you're walking around? Guess what, people? I don't get death threats anymore. Do you know why? Because they know that I won't mess around if they try to come after me. Okay?
Yeah, thank you very much, Dr. B.
Okay.
All right.
Jeff, back to you. I want you to kind of feed into this because you have to understand that people, they're getting ready for the final end game. And when they're talking about these documents going out about anthrax, which is not even a communicable disease, it's a spore. When they talk about forced vaccinating troops, and this, by the way, these state troopers, these sheriffs that they're talking about vaccinating, the vaccine has a shelf life of only 6 months, and it arrived 3 weeks ago, which means within 5 months and 1 week, they have to vaccinate, or billions of dollars of vaccine is useless. What do you think?
Well, you're talking about H5N1.
Right? That's right. They had 500 million doses arrived from China in the middle of September.
Yeah, I heard that. H5N1 is all over the place in Asia. There's that one doctor that's on the Rent show. I forgot his name.
Dr. Henry L. Nyman. Henry was on my show for 2 years. And then after 2 years, I shared, because we spent numerous hours, probably, I don't know, maybe 50 hours on the phone at least, reviewing the gene sequences, and he proved to me that, and we went over this, that the H1N1 flu, the lethal genes in that, were translated into the 1997 or later H5N1 on a different flu in a different continent and a different species, not a human-pig hybrid flu, the 1918 flu, which was created, by the way, with vaccines that carried over in our troop transports to Spain. They're getting ready to do it again, people. You better wake up.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E Military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2. $4.99 a piece or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 Max for just $2 or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, and we're going to take a question from Robert as well, I believe is in Nevada, regarding to nutraceuticals first, and then we're going to talk about the October 7th and what really happened, how it's tied to exactly all the research that that went behind the tremendous book, which you need to get, Corporatism by Professor Jeff Grupp, G-R-U-P-P. You can go to lulu.com. And where else can you get it, Jeff?
Just Amazon or anywhere, really.
Oh, that's wonderful.
$13 on Amazon.
Excellent. The other book is The Telescreen, which is kind of a takeoff.
Yeah, that's at the publisher still. That's being edited, and that probably won't be out until next year.
Yeah, that's. But I saw the early version of it, and it's very, very good. Corporatism gives you, we've called it the flash references to all of these horrors. It's not just somebody like me kind of flying off the handle, raving about these and firing off facts like a machine gun. This is based on facts that you can go back to the original references and the documents, and everything is in the public domain. You don't have to search into classified documents. It's all out there, and you've done the legwork. It's all in your book, Corporatism. Robert, you had a question regarding nutraceuticals. Go ahead.
Yes, hello. Welcome back, Professor Grupp.
Hey, you.
I'm curious, Dr. Deagle, with either the products you sell or where they may be on the marketplace elsewhere, what would you recommend for someone that would counteract as an antidote the anthrax vaccine or the bird flu vaccine?
Mm-hmm. Okay, first off, I'm going to say something that would make Jenny McCarthy a little ticked, but she needs to listen up. There's no such thing as a green vaccine. The only safe vaccine is one that stays in the bottle. Now, when I was taking care of troops that were vaccinated in Gulf One at Fort Carson, Colorado, we had the contract to take care of them, and those returning also from Qatar and Saudi Arabia, cleaning up equipment that was covered with depleted uranium dust, yellow cake, etc. Those troops that were vaccinated that weren't even deployed, some of them developed transverse myelitis and paralysis, optic neuritis, polyneuropathy, organic brain damage, pseudotumor cerebri, cardiac conduction problems, pancreatitis, autoimmune diseases, you name it, they got it. this vaccine is out of the ninth ring of Hades. What they were giving them from the University Lansing, Michigan office of Bioport. And by the way, the owner of Bioport now is the Saudi Arabians, our buddies. Okay? And the Bin Laden family. Isn't that a familiar name, Bin Laden? And the Bioport vaccine was 21 years old in the bottle with a squalene that produces a lupus-like autoimmune condition, vasculitis, neuropathy, and can precipitate heart attack or stroke. And the best way to describe it is one of my vets that was over there in Gulf One, and he said when he got vaccinated in the shoulder, and this is a guy that would jump out of a helicopter, go on a wire with a 90 or 100-pound backpack with a night vision scope, and drop with a parachute out of a helicopter, and when they vaccinated him, he couldn't get to the bathroom except by holding on to the walls with a walker after they vaccinated him, and he wasn't even deployed. So he wasn't even exposed to DU. So you need a fight like the people that went to the gulag with everything you have to say no means no. No vaccines. Don't get vaccinated. Don't say, well, I'll let them put the poison in me, and doc, please tell me something that'll take out the poison. Yeah, there are some things that will help you if you've been shot, in other words, holding pressure on the bleeding wound, or if your leg's amputated, making sure that you clamp off the artery so you don't bleed out in a matter of minutes. But when you take a vaccine that has probably nasty, and if it's a newer vaccine they were working on, it's a DNA or plasmid vaccine, this is even deadlier in many ways than the old one. So don't take it. The next thing that people need to understand is the H5N1 is a DNA vaccine, which means it has gene sequences of the lethal genes in the H5N1, so it can recombine in your body if you have, say, an H3N2, and that recombination splices in those gene sequences that make it lethal, so you become the test tube in which the new pandemic is hatched. So they know this, and when I presented the evidence to Dr. Henry L. Nyman years ago, okay, actually, is it 2 years ago now? It's longer than that now. What happened is Henry said, oh, yes, it is 2 years ago, August. It's a little more than that. I not only told him that I had the documents from the World Health Organization after having him on my show, but I also told him I was trained under bioweaponeer Dr. Robert Brown, who worked in Bethesda, Maryland on the T-Virus Project, and I was very familiar with the fact that the documents showed that they were using bioengines to create the H5N1 into a weaponized virus with the lethal genes translated with this genetic technology from the H1N1 1918, and they had exhumed bodies of those that had died in 1918 and were creating the vaccine funded by the Rothschilds, put forth in documents which I had, March 16, 1997, by the World Health Organization, and he freaked out. And I said, Henry, what you're doing is you're saying to the public this is a naturally evolving virus and it could spontaneously turn into a pandemic and we're just watching it evolve. Nothing could be further from the truth, because a 1971 sequence, which was done at the University of Edinburgh Department of Virology, the very first sequence of H5N1 did not include the polybasic amino acids on the H gene cleavage site, did not include the NS1 gene deletion, did not include any of the other lettered and numbered gene changes or polymorphisms on the 8 genes of the flu that were in the 1997 or later. And when it broke out in China, it was directly under the flight path of British Airways jets in Qinghai Province and the Game Reserve and other areas in Xinjiang. They're getting ready, people, to give you, by one route or another, pandemic flu. And they're getting ready to perhaps do it by vaccinations, which is exactly what happened to our troops that were exposed. And we even went over the sequences, I and Henry, for many hours, letter by letter, showing that the 1918 flu that we actually spread around the world, which is a pig flu, it's a hybridization of the WSN-33 and that's a human flu strain, the oldest one in our data banks, and the Iowa pig flu strain, letter by DNA letter, we proved by just matching up the letters, and you can actually see that that's what it was, that those lethal genes have been artificially translated into the 1997 or later avian flu. He won't come back on the show. He won't even return my calls because I said, you can't do this. He said, well, I know that's what's happening, but I can't say that publicly. I said, well, Henry, I know you're warning. You've got the best, more patents than anyone else in history, but here's the facts. And I've said this in the Vancouver 9/11 conference in June of 2007, and I'm saying it here today. He knows it, and I know it, that then they put out these kind of crazy vaccines with actual gene sequences when they don't do proper sharing of data, and no one can have a vaccine for a future flu strain that doesn't even exist. So you need to know they're getting ready to kill you people, and I'm an expert on this, and I'm telling you now, and people made fun of me a couple of years ago when I brought this out, no, it's not coming. Dr. Deagle, you're crazy. They wouldn't use nukes to blow up the World Trade Center towers. They wouldn't do a Jericho-style multi-city prong attack with dirty bombs or nukes. They wouldn't force vaccinate the population with anthrax. Well, read your paper. Read those articles right today. We're not making this up. Your comments.
I'd like to answer that question. The best antidote for the worst vaccine is an AR-15 that's got a couple loaded magazines in your pocket.
I call it just like the program, take the shot or get shot. How about if you try to give me the shot, you're going to get shot?
Yeah, I mean,
means no campaign. How about you're not going to stick any freaking Gardasil in me? And now that, of course, the women are getting Cervix or Gardasil, all the new immigrant women to America are getting vaccinated with a vaccine which may sterilize them, permanently changes their genes, may well cause them cancer if they contain those lethal specific four strains of the papilloma virus. And we know it from their own documents, and yet they've made a policy that all women come to America, if they don't take the vaccine, will not be allowed to immigrate to America. Have a nice day.
Yep, yeah. I mean, if you have someone who's trying to poison you, the AR-15 is a perfect solution. I mean, if you get a couple people utilizing that, the Second Amendment in that way, if these people who are breaking the law, then, of course, people aren't going to keep coming around trying to force the vaccines because they know they're going to get their heads blown off. So it's a pretty easy solution, really.
Right. And by the way, of all of the politicians out there, the most dangerous that's walking the planet Earth and drawing air is that Obama.
Yep.
This is a real dangerous piece of crap. This individual, if this happens, we will wish we had somebody like Adolf Hitler and George Bush back. We'll wish we had Takamata from the Inquisition back if we get Obama in. That's how bad it is, people. We'll be back in a moment with Jeff Grupp. Your questions and comments, 800-259-5791.
Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question, are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question,
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, here on Genesis Network right after Alex Jones, 2 to 4 p.m., Monday to Friday, and Sunday, 8 to 10 p.m. I introduce the remarkable wellness solutions every day on the NutriMedical Report, and Super Silver is unique. With 3 remarkable technologies patented at the U.S. Patent Office November 14, 2006, including TetraSilver Oxygen Nanoparticle Size and Scalar Rife-type technologies, it is unparalleled in terms of its killing capacity of all known pathogens, including high-path avian flu, flesh-eating bacteria, Lyme, etc. Clear your body of hidden microorganisms that cause illness and prevent progression to disease. You can order at 888-212-8871 or securely online at NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com. That's 888-888-212-8871. We also distribute in the U.S. and in Canada, as we have a Canadian supplier. So listen to the NutriMedical Report every day, Monday to Friday, here on Genesis Network.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated,
and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at fuelsaverinc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
In this age of advanced electronics, we have many new amazing technologies. Smartphones, intelligent credit cards, even cars that talk and park themselves. In 2004, John Wright Laboratories perfected the technology known as the Rife machine. The new JW Labs Model A is a compact, solid-state, battery-powered personal therapy device that's in a class by itself. Larger than a cell phone, smaller than a CD player, the Model A has power and accuracy that exceeds anything else that's available at any price, even for top professionals. Use it just 5 minutes as part of your daily hygiene to give you the edge against any past, present, or future pathogen with 99% reliability. Use it to gain control of the most serious forms of disease. The Model A comes with everything you need to get started, along with unlimited customer service and a lifetime replacement warranty. Act now, because the future is here today. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report, and we do have some additional callers and questions. And I believe, Robert, yeah, there are things that can detox you. You can take things like liquid zeolite humic. You could take things like Nutritrol to reverse oxidative stress. You can take things to rebalance your Th1 and Th2 cells like Immunomax Plus. But do you really want to rescue yourself after they poisoned you with a toxin that may destroy your genetics, your biology, and your ability to even reproduce normally forever? Or may give you later on dementia or an autoimmune condition? I don't think so. I think most people would prefer, I'd prefer to fight. And I'm not going to live 10 minutes in the Matrix. I'd rather live 10 seconds fighting than 1,000 years in this Matrix that they're building around us. We also have some additional callers. Go right ahead. Where are you from and what's your question? Okay. Robert, are you still there? Okay. Jeff, let's continue. This vaccine issue is a big deal, but it's not just the only deal. We now have, I guess you're going to have to revise corporatism to deal with issues like now the FDA approving irradiation of food. They now have new standards for cloned meat, which is not just cloned meat. It's cloned meat that may be chimeric, meaning containing human or other genes from other species. We're talking about food that never existed on the planet before with organic acids, genes that are unstable. We call them plasmids. Most people don't realize even these vaccines contain what's called cassettes of genes. Richard, yes. Your question, you have a question. Richard, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing there, Dr. Deagle? I can't thank you enough for what you've done for me and my family. And I just want to ask you, can you demand that some of these doctors and nurses and EMS workers who refused to take the shot a few years ago, I think it was like 24 million of them, they were getting poised to participate in the exercise, and they were ordered to take shots vaccines, and they refused to do it, and I think several thousand of them did, and a bunch of them died. I think you ought to open up the lines and demand.
Well, my colleagues need to come to the Dr. Deagle free backbone transplant clinic. They don't have a backbone, and I'd like to hear some of these doctors, and some of them are listening right now, doctor. You need to have a backbone. Don't worry about your future, your pensions, your retirement, right. Your home, your car. There's nothing. Just think of it this way. And I told this to people that have cancer, like Joan Vian, and she's now recovering. I tell it to people that are facing financial bankruptcy or foreclosure or facing the last days of their life. Some of the most joyous days are when people realize that their life is limited. They have 24 hours or 24 days or 12 months, and that they realize that in order to do any good in this world, you have to serve each other, and you have to hear and do the will of the Most High God. And if you are not fearful of each day, instead of dying each day, you get to live each day. That's what we need. And you doctors out there, you gutless wimps, need to get a backbone because you're qualified to come up against these politicians, these banksters, these pharmaceutical maniacs, these doers of evil, and it's called pharmakia or wizardry or sorceries. That's what it says in the Bible in Revelation 9. You need to know that these sorceries are being done because the soft kill is getting ready for the hard kill, which is famines, pestilence, and warfare, and it's all being done by their master, Lucifer, and their willing minions.
Well, I was wondering if you could have them come on the air and justify why they're willing to kill other people's children, but they will not.
It's actually in the documents. I've had it right from the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, AAPS. I'll have docs on if I can from there. I'm going to have back on Dr. Tim O'Shea, who's done lectures around the world. He's in Europe right now. We're going to have back on Dr. Mayer Eisenstein, MD, JD, who's done lectures for years on this issue, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and others. We've got the facts. We've got documents and books going back to the 1920s that they've known, and they purposely suppressed. And people like me, if they could and we were willing, they'd have had me in a psychiatric facility. They'd have me injected. They'd have me lobotomized with drugs or whatever. But guess what? I'm a tiger. I am not going to go down without swinging. Okay? And if they think that that's why the Pindar came after me, because he knew that if I went to the light side rather than the dark side, I'd be fighting for the Most High God, for his people on this planet, which I will serve the Creator, and I will not serve the dark side. And you need to have the same attitude. Don't be fearful about your next day and your bread. Just like Jesus said, you know, do the birds of the field worry about the next meal? No. You don't have any guarantee, and your berm shelters and your weapons won't save you unless you serve God. And you need to tell the truth while there's still truth-telling time left. The truth-telling time is now, that they're ready to steal all our money, force vaccinate us, weaponize our food, put us in detention camps, put a military service-grade highway, and have the communist Chinese and former Russian satellite states invade our country as they pick to the bone the dead body of the last republic in history, America. That's what they're about to do. And this guy, Obama, I guess I get all these emails, Obama's a commie? You better damn well believe it, he is. This is the most vile fascist communist you can imagine. This devil, if you vote for him, if you don't do anything to make certain he doesn't get an office, you can't imagine how heavy his boot will be on your neck.
Well, you know, I got a lot of friends that love Barack Obama, don't know anything about him, so I always ask
Let them find out. Check out what's happening to Jerome Corsi. Listen to the ObamaCrimes.com, Phil Berg. I'm going to try to get Phil on tomorrow. Listen to all of the analysis of all of the criminals affiliated with Obama. And now three states that got state troopers going and arresting people because they say he's not this and he's not that. What the hell? He's not even elected yet, and they act like he's some kind of messiah.
Well, I always say if he has a legitimate birth certificate, bring it out. Let everybody photograph
it.
It's called
a vault, V-A-U-L-T copy. Where the hell's a vault copy? If he has a vault copy that can be verified, let's see it. That's otherwise, right. He needs to get out of being a candidate. And this guy, to me, is a sock puppet for Richard Haass, the CFR, and the globalists who want to do a nuclear war with Russia. And by the way, Russia's been playing the role of the dark-suited guys. They're not going to take it anymore, people. And if you don't think there's going to be dead hundreds of millions of Americans from chemical, biological, and nuclear warfare, you're nuts. Because they've got missile silos in Central and South America now. They get offshore giant submarines five times bigger than our largest nuclear submarines, loaded and bristling with nuclear warheads. And they're not exactly cheap. They're not exactly wallowing in debt anymore. The Russians are refurbished, and so are the Chinese. And they're seeing and eyeing America like a great big piece of raw steak, and they're the tiger. They're not exactly happy with us. And it's all been done by design so they can destroy America, because without America going down or being integrated into the New World Order, there's no New World Order. And here's the thing. People need to realize it's not Armageddon time, even if they destroy the economy and cause starvation and pestilence, and even increase earthquakes and storms and superstorms like the one that's heading toward the Baja. What they've got to do is bring it back, and people say, hey, I can buy my latte, I can go to the movie theater, and I can go bowling. Only problem is I have a little side effect. I got a chip I have to wear, or it's in me, and I have to show my ID and walk into every building and get a soft body x-ray scan. And everywhere I go, I got to show my papers. And the Harrow Highway even has a chip in my vehicle so they can track me in cyberspace and know every moment where I am. That's the only side effect. See, it didn't hurt at all. What do you think of that? That's what their plan is, people. They're going to waterboard America and then bring us back. See, you're not drowned. We really love you to death.
Would you mind if I snuck another question in on you?
Go right ahead.
Why don't the countries that have declared themselves our enemies, Russia, Cuba, whoever, why aren't they making a more concerted effort to expose who was really behind 9/11? I've always asked that question. I can't.
Because they're all part of the game.
That's what I thought.
The Knights of Malta under the Pope were the ones that were directly involved with setting up the Russian Revolution. The Knights of the KGB, the Knights of the GRU are knights, K-N-I-G-H-T. They're knights of darkness. These people are devils. And when we see people like Vladimir Putin and others, they're the scum that was left after they killed all the good people in Russia after the so-called Russian Revolution. And now they're trying to visit America with the same pogroms, the same things. So if they, for example, come to your home and you refuse to take the vaccine, well, you're going to a civil detention camp, a vaccine quarantine center. Don't worry, it won't be long. You won't see your daughter or son again. It'll be like work to live in Nazi Germany. And if you happen to get a serious disease, don't worry, we'll take care of you in a mass grave. That's what their plan is. These are all activated. They're getting ready. They brought a division back home to be civil defense control with, quote, a non-lethal weapons package against American citizens, including shortwave microwaves, which are not certified to be safe, that can cause blindness and cause neurological damage, yet they're going to use them on American citizens. Your comments, Jeff?
Yeah, I was wondering what you were saying about the October 7.
October 7 is basically the banks, you said
you had some information.
Yeah, the banks in Europe all met, the bank ministers for all European countries. The only thing they did was increase the deposit limits. They did nothing to stop it, to make these illegal instruments illegal. Iceland is now owned by Russia. They had to be bailed out because they guaranteed all the deposits. France, we're just seeing the cracks in the giant ice face. It's about to calve a giant glacier into the ocean. Europe is about to blow, and it's all by design because they rebuked the Treaty of Lisbon. And what's going on in America is they're rushing us forward into the North American Union at the speed of light. Your comments, Jeff?
Yeah, so you're saying October 7 is about finance.
That's when it started. Yesterday it started.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Franken.